Once rural citrus-growing areas, Ontario and Pomona have seen many waves of immigrants from around the world as they grew into densely populated suburbs of metropolitan Los Angeles. Semi-nomadic Tongva Serrano Indians foraged and hunted in these lands, as evidenced by the remains of a Serrano village found nearby. Both Pomona and Ontario were settled by Spanish missionaries in the 1830s, with Anglo-Americans arriving in the 1860s. When California lands were moved from the control of the Catholic Church into private ownership, landowners increased the use of irrigation and promoted settlement to the area. Entrepreneurs in Ontario built a decorative fountain by the train tracks to show that water was plentiful for agriculture, but to save water, it was only operated when a train was actually passing. Ontario was dry in other ways. This so-called model colony, which offered both agricultural resources and the comforts of urban schools and churches, forbade the sale and consumption of alcohol. Many Easterners with lung diseases were drawn to the low humidity climate by promises of a healthy environment. The promoters were quite successful, particularly after the railroad went through in the 1880s. The population grew dramatically, with waves of immigrants joining the early Mexican and Spanish settlers from Germany, Switzerland, and other European countries, followed by Filipino and Japanese farmers. Early farmers planted lemon and orange groves in the rocky soil, and soon grapevines, olive groves, and dairy farms were added. Today, Pomona has a population of nearly 160,000, and Ontario is home to over 170,000 people. The train stops in both Ontario and Pomona. There is still plenty of evidence of agriculture, including Ontario's sun-kissed plant and a historic cannery which has been made into a museum. Ontario is also well known for a large entertainment and outlet mall complex called Ontario Mills and the indoor American Wilderness and Aquarium. Pomona hosts the Los Angeles County Fairgrounds, a botanic garden, and numerous historic buildings.